Your fever is high and the pressure to log in at work is too. But when you finally decide to take care of you, there's Instacart. Just because that one perfect coworker of yours is attending all meetings, camera on while she's sneezing, coughing and aching, doesn't mean you have to do the same. Take it from us. Trying to stay on top of things will only get you further behind. Instead, get everything from tissues and teas to cough suppressants and comforting soups delivered through Instacart in as fast as 30 minutes. If anyone needs anything, they can just redirect their questions to that one perfect co-worker of yours.
The Sultan of Sizzle, the Titan of Toastiness, the Kingpin of Kindling. These are the admired ones, those who've created the prime place together. They don't just have a backyard, they have the backyard, because they know a solo stove fire pit is more than just the ultimate smokeless fire pit. It's a place where friendships are forged, football is revered, and food is enjoyed. Solo Stove, the perfect flame for the big game.
So we have now connected with Ross Tucker, now joining us. Of course, always check out my front page story, and does a great job, CBS and Westwood One. That is Ross Tucker joining us on the Zach Gelb Show. Ross, great to have you on as always. Thanks so much. How are you?
My pleasure, Zach. Doing great. Awesome to see you yesterday. I love it. Why were you there yesterday? Just making sure you're always somewhere in the action?
You know, I'm just a hardworking person. I believe that if you're going to say a lot of things about people, you got to go to the big games and you got to see how they play on out. So that's why I elected to go there. And I was talking to Mahomes after the game, and he said to me something he's learned this year, right? Because Mahomes is so great. Like, what else is there for him to learn? And it's kind of crazy that he could get better and better with age, which is scary for the rest of the league. But his big takeaway this season was he learned how to manage the game this year when they have such a great defense and just trust it and find not a way to throw the game away. And that's what you really saw in the second half.
Correct. Yeah, I mean, they didn't score at all in the second half. And we have a very different narrative, I feel like, today if the Ravens have been able to score themselves, right? If Zay Flowers gets in the end zone, if Lamar Jackson doesn't throw – honestly, probably one of the worst interceptions I've ever seen, given the situation. Just absolutely awful. If Mahomes doesn't do that, then, you know, I don't know, man. I think we have a different conversation, but he obviously has learned that he's got a really good defense, and Spags has been fantastic, and they deserve a lot of credit for that because they totally, Zach, totally took the Ravens out of their game.
No, absolutely. And I was shocked. You know, I know Lamar's had some struggles in the postseason, but now this is going to become a bigger and bigger storyline. But the play calling yesterday, I just thought was horrendous by Baltimore. They barely ran the football. I know they were down, but it wasn't like the game was out of reach. And they didn't really do that many design runs with Lamar, or they didn't run the ball with their running backs. I didn't get Monken's approach in that game.
I was a little surprised myself. Yeah. I mean, even when they did run it, it's like gun runs with Justice Hill as opposed to some of the downhill stuff with the Gus Edwards. Not very many design runs for Lamar Jackson. I was surprised. I was surprised with the tactic that they took. I did think that Spags got the better of Todd Monken yesterday. I think they're both excellent coaches. And I wonder how much of Monken's mindset changed watching the Chiefs totally control the action with those 86 and 75-yard drives for touchdowns to start the game. It's almost like Monken played the rest of the game after that, Zach, thinking, hey, we really need to score a lot of points because we're not going to be able to, and they're doing such a good job, and it's going to be a high-scoring game. That's not what happened at all. I mean, the Ravens defense settled in and really stuffed, you know, what they were getting from the Chiefs offense after that. But Monken didn't really adjust. I guess in fairness, you know, the Chiefs held the ball 20-some minutes in the first half, and the Ravens were down by two scores. It was clearly not a situation that the Ravens were accustomed to being in, and they didn't handle it very well.
How do you view Lamar Jackson moving forward, Ross Tucker?
Yeah, really good quarterback that does not play his best when they need him to. And we see that when we watch Mahomes and the plays that Mahomes makes to Kelsey and some of the throws he made. And I thought Lamar had some good throws, but, man, I felt like there were a lot of times, a couple to Odell, one to Rashad Bateman. They had man-to-man coverage. And, by the way, I didn't think that the Ravens receivers did enough to get open against man-to-man coverage against some of the lesser corners for the Chiefs, not even LeJarius Sneed. So that's part of the conversation for sure. But a lot of those balls from Lamar Jackson, they weren't even really giving the guys a chance. I mean, they weren't really even having an opportunity to make a play on the ball. And I do think that that's probably one of the reasons why a couple of those where I thought they could call interference, they didn't call interference.
Talking to Ross Tucker right now. What did you say to Taylor Swift after the game? I saw you guys had an interaction on the field.
Yeah, not much. I was, you know, with Westwood One, I'm able to be next to the stage to interview the head coach and the quarterback after the game. And, you know, Taylor Swift is from my hometown, the really small hometown, believe it or not. It's called Wyomissing, Pennsylvania, the narrow west of Philly. And so I've met her a couple times, but it was 2007 and 2015.
Wow.
But I know her dad, and I went to a concert in Philly. So I thought, gosh, I got to say something to her. So I think I came up with something pretty good, Zach. I pulled up the picture on my phone of my daughters with her dad from the concert in May in Philly. And I said, hi, Taylor. I'm good friends with your dad. I'm Ross Tucker from Wyomissing. And she looks at me, and she's like, oh, yeah, I know you. I know you. Like, meaning, like, I guess that doesn't happen to her a lot.
Yeah.
Which is funny because I missed a great all-time comeback where I could have been like, yeah, I know you. I know you. But, you know, I said, I talked to your dad this week. She said, oh, okay. And then she was with Donna and Ed Kelsey.
Awesome.
And I know Ed Kelsey, too. So then I just said, hey, Ed, how are you? Like, I kind of moved on from Taylor. Like, what else was I going to say? You know what I mean? Like,
it seems like, Ross, if this does go all the way and there's a wedding, I think you should get an invite.
I think that that's what I was trying to lock up yesterday. That's why I went right from Taylor. I had to go immediately to the father of the groom and Ed Kelsey, trying to make sure that both sides are okay with me being at the wedding.
Ross Tucker here with us. How would you describe the decision-making in the second half by Dan Campbell yesterday in the NFC Championship game?
When the whole family comes together to watch the game, nobody wants to miss a second of the action to run to the grocery store. With Instacart, you can get all your weekly groceries in as fast as an hour. Less time shopping means more game time. Let's go. Visit instacart.com to get free delivery on your first three orders. Offer valid for a limited time. $10 minimum per order. Additional terms apply.
The Sultan of Sizzle. The Titan of Toastiness. The Kingpin of Kindling. These are the admired ones. Those who've created the prime place together. They don't just have a backyard. They have the backyard. Because they know a Solo Stove fire pit is more than just the ultimate smokeless fire pit. It's a place where friendships are forged, football is revered, and food is enjoyed. Solo Stove, the perfect flame for the big game.
A peanut butter M&M's production.
In a world where Super Bowl winners get the world's admiration and a fancy ring, but the runners-up get nothing, one retired cop returns...
That's one retired quarterback. Read the script.
Oh, sorry. One retired quarterback returns to claim what's his.
That's claim a ring with diamonds made from M&M's peanut butter. But you're on a roll.
The Ring of Comfort, coming soon to a Super Bowl near you.
I did not like it. I would describe it as overly aggressive. I'm not a guy in hindsight. So first of all, not enough people are saying, Zach, running the ball with David Montgomery on third down at the end of the game with less than 2 minutes remaining, that was inexcusable.
Yeah, it was horrible.
That's unacceptable coaching error. You cannot run the ball there, because then if you get stuffed, and they did, you absolutely have to get the onside kick, which is such a small percentage. Cannot happen. Cannot do it. I mean, you're honestly better off in that situation kicking the field goal on third down than you are running it.
And if you're going to run it, you got to have two plays ready to go. You can't use the timeout there.
Correct. Correct. So it was awful. I think the field goal or go for a fourth down decisions are a little bit more of an interesting discussion. That's certainly who the Lions have been, and they've had a lot of success with it. And I will say, you know, we saw that with the Ravens and Chiefs yesterday. Teams are going for it in fourth down situations that they never have before, and it certainly feels like it's progress and that they're having success. I would just wonder, are we sure that we're taking into account all the information? Because what I would argue, Zach, is not every fourth down decision is created equal. In other words, let's look at the first one, okay? They're up 14. It's 24-10.
I'll just tell you right now, I was okay with that first one. It was the second one. When you're down three, I don't understand bypassing that field goal where you could have tied up the game. Like, I was okay with the first one. The second one, I was not.
Yeah, so the first one bothered me every bit as much as the second one.
Okay.
Because let's play it out, okay? Let's say you get it, which maybe that's 50% of the time you convert. Well, then you're still not guaranteed a touchdown.
Good point.
You know, there's still a pretty good chance you're going to kick a field goal. And not only that, even if you get a touchdown, it's still, you're up 21, but still a three-score game. Whereas if you kick the field goal to go back up 17, you make it a three-score game again. In other words, Zach, the difference between 21 and 17 is not even close to the difference between being up 17 and 14. It's either a two-score game or a three-score game. I thought that was really bad, really bad. And then the second one, I agree. I thought in both instances, because of the score, they should kick the field. Now, if like they were down six or like there's other scores in the game that it could have been where I'd be like, okay, yeah, I get it. It's fine. But if it's the difference between being up two scores and three scores or the difference between tying the game or not, I would have kicked the field goal in those situations and think you should have.
I can tell you right now, Dan Campbell and Lamar Jackson both could use a My Front Page Story today. Tell me a little bit more about MyFrontPageStory.com.
Well, they absolutely should and could, and although they get enough publicity, you know who doesn't get publicity in life? They're significant others, right? I mean, it's the best Valentine's Day gift I've ever heard of. I know I've talked to you about it before, Zach, but for the new people listening, my buddy started the company. You literally talk to a writer for 10 minutes, tell them how great your significant other is. Way, way better than getting like a gift card to the Olive Garden or whatever you're gonna, you think, whatever's in your head right now. I'm giving you something totally unique and different. For once, Zach, for once, MyFrontPageStory.com, tell them how great your significant other is. They write this amazing story. It looks like it's on the cover of the newspaper, framed, beautiful pictures of you and them, kids if you have them. And just being able to say, I had a story written about you is incredible. And then make sure, Zach, if you do it this year, make sure you say to them, I just never thank her enough for all the little things she does for the family. Like, they cry every time. It's amazing. And then they have it hanging up in the house forever. So it's the gift that keeps on giving. MyFrontPageStory.com, MyFrontPageStory.com. Best Valentine's Day gift of all time.
He is the love guru, Ross Tucker. Ross, appreciate the time as always. Thank you. Good to see you yesterday.
Of course, Zach. Great talking with you and great seeing you yesterday.
There you go. Ross Tucker joining us on the Zach Gelb Show.
A Peanut Butter M&M's production.
In a world where Super Bowl winners get the world's admiration and a fancy ring, but the runners-up get nothing, one retired cop returns...
That's one retired quarterback. Read the script.
Oh, sorry. One retired quarterback returns to claim what's his.
That's claim a ring with diamonds made from M&M's peanut butter. But you're on a roll.
The Ring of Comfort, coming soon to a Super Bowl near you.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey. 2024 Santa Fe, available early 2024.
Says here that Graybar is a distributor?
Yeah, we support electrical and datacom projects all over the country.
So you can get me the products I need, where and when I need them?
Yeah, thanks to our national logistics network.
Any industry?
Yeah, construction, industrial plants, schools, hospitals.
So you could say Graybar is much more than a distributor.
Yeah, you could say that. When you need a hand powering, connecting, or maintaining your operations, join the thousands of professionals who rely on Graybar to help keep them up and running. Yeah, Graybar does that.
A new year is full of surprises, but one thing is always predictable. Postage costs go up. Stamps.com gives you crazy discounts of up to 89% off USPS and UPS services. So when postage goes up, your business will barely notice the change. Stamps.com is like your own personal post office, wherever you are. You can even take care of orders on the go with the mobile app. No lines, no traffic, no waiting. Schedule package pickups, automatically find the cheapest and fastest shipping options, and seamlessly connect with every major marketplace and shopping cart. There's even a supply store where you can stock up on mailing supplies, labels, even printers. Stamps.com has been indispensable for over 1 million businesses just like yours. All you need is a computer or phone and printer. Take a chunk out of your mailing and shipping costs this year with Stamps.com. Sign up with promo code PROGRAM for a special offer that includes a 4-week trial, plus free postage and a free digital scale. No long-term commitments or contracts. That's stamps.com code PROGRAM.